What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the Do Your Crap podcast. This is your host, Micah Folsom, and we have a solo episode today. I have had so many incredible guests on lately, and I'm like, I just want to get on and chat with my people. Like, I just want to share what's on my heart, what's in my brain, what's going on, and kind of address a little bit of an elephant in the room.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I've had so many messages since I went on that retreat. We were there for a business mastermind. We were in Florida a few weeks ago, and I got so many messages over that weekend, the weeks following, like, are you done with Beachbody? Are you not coaching anymore? Are you going on to like do new things? And I'm like, oh my gosh, no. And I want to address something. We live in this culture, especially on social media, that I feel like it's like so either or. You can be a successful this or you can be a successful that, right? Sometimes it's you can be a successful entrepreneur or you can be a good mom. You can be a successful whatever or you can be this. Y'all, if you haven't noticed yet, you can be all of the things that are most important to you. And I am like so freaking passionate about staying aligned with your heart tugs, staying aligned with what is best for your life, what is on your heart, how you want to serve, how you want to live, how you want to be. All of those things are so unique. And that is what brings so much joy and fulfillment to life. So if you have also been wondering, no, I'm not going anywhere. Even when I started this podcast last year, I got messages. Are you done coaching because you want to go into the mindset stuff? And I'm like, dude, what I do as a coach is essentially all of this mindset stuff. It's just also paired with the health solutions. And it's like, no, I can do both. You can do both. We can be multifaceted humans and still stay aligned in life with our values, with our priorities, with our time. And that's what I feel. I'm like kind of shifting into this season. And I've been sharing about this on social because I feel like it just needs to be talked about. Clearly, people have their own kind of expectations of what you're supposed to do. If you are a seven-figure earner in your company, you aren't supposed to want to do anything else. False, right? I have spent 8 years building an incredible business that I love so much. Just because I also want another avenue to serve even more women in the network marketing field, I am so passionate about this industry because it has literally transformed our life in every single way. Who I am, my habits, what I've become, the life we've been able to build, the impact I'm able to make, none of that would be possible without Beachbody. And I feel like that's the same. If you're aligned with a company that you love, that you're so passionate about, the products, the services, the mission, the culture, everything that you want to do and live and breathe aligns with a company that you're partnering with, you can literally build anything that you want from it, as long as you're committed to obviously the growth, right? And so I just want to serve more women in this industry because I love it so much. Because I'm building a course, because I'm mentoring women outside of Beachbody and outside of my team, that does not mean that I don't also want to continue to pour into my coaches, to continue to build my own empire, to continue to bless more women's lives with the same opportunity that changed my life, changed my health, changed my habits, changed my belief, changed my confidence, changed my everything. I still think that's the core. I still think that's the foundation that I want every woman to have in their life, the sisterhood, the community. But I also don't feel like I have to continue to build that the same way that I have for 8 years. I was in seasons of working more and hustling more. And while I can say with 100% honesty, I have never been burnt out. I have never felt misaligned. I've never felt like I had to sacrifice what I cared most about in order to build a seven-figure business. I've never felt that. So I do know that you can do all of the things that are most important to you. But I am in a season where I'm like, I don't want to continue to do all of the things that I've always done. I want to continue moving forward. I want to continue making an impact. I want to continue serving people on an even bigger level. And I want to spend less time working. And I want to spend less time on social media. And I want to care less about what other people expect me to do. Because what I've realized as I've done some soul searching and really digging into where I'm at in the season of life and in business and in motherhood and in all the things, I carry a lot of weight around what other people expect me to do. And that has served me in some way because it has helped me to continue to innovate and grow and level up. But I'm also in a season where like you tell me to work harder and do more and I'm going to be like, no, not in that season. No. And so just really being aligned with what season you're in is so important because I don't regret anything that I've done. I don't regret the seasons when I did work more hours or seasons when I was very, very focused on business growth. I was still in alignment with my values. And that is what you can do depending on what season you're in. And you'll feel those tugs. You'll know if you're like, if you're listening to this and you're like, no, I'm in a season of like, I need to work and I need to hustle and I need to grind and I need to build and I need to create momentum. That's okay. That's a season. And then from that season, you will be able to flow. You'll be able to find your rhythm. You'll be able to delegate. You'll be able to build a team with systems. You'll be able to do all of those things to then create more space and more time and more zone, like more work in your zone of genius versus trying to do all of the things. There are seasons in life, seasons in your business, and you need to be so in tune with what your heart is telling you to do. This is how you stay fulfilled. This is how you continue to grow. This is how you continue to serve and stay aligned with your purpose and your mission and your calling and your values. And that is what I see a lot of people sacrificing. They sacrifice some of the things that matter most to them just because they want to reach a certain level of success or portray a certain lifestyle or whatever. And that facade will get you nowhere fast. That will leave you feeling unfulfilled. It will leave you feeling like a failure because you're not even showing up for what you actually care about. And that is just not a recipe for success. So I want you to just do a little gut check today. All right. Where are you in life? Where does your attention deserve to be? Where does your energy need to be? Where does your time need to be spent? Where does your focus need to be? If you can get clear on those things, then you will be able to align your actions to what matters most to you. And when you align your actions to the things that matter most to you, you'll likely reach your goals because your goals should be surrounded by the things that matter most to you, right? They should be driven. They should be aligned. I am so freaking passionate about alignment, you guys. Like, I feel like this is why there's so much internal friction. There's so much frustration in business. There's so much overwhelm. There's so much stress. There's so much feeling like there's mom guilt. There's I'm failing in this department in order to get success in this. There's none of that has to be a thing when you're aligned. That means seasons exist. That means there will be different times where your energy goes certain places, where your focus goes certain places, and you need to shift with those times. So figure out what season you're in. This is not an either or life, you guys. This is not a pick and choose some of the things and then I have to just not do any of the other things. This is a where are you at right now? What matters most to you? Do those things. And then you can build on that as you get to a place where you feel like a tug is taking you elsewhere, right? Or like leading you in a new direction or towards a new opportunity or towards a new goal, whatever it is, our heart knows the way. Our mind likes to get in the way. Our mind likes to talk us down. Our mind likes to rationalize. I have gone through so much funkage in my head over the past few months as I've been trying to navigate this. It's like, Micah, but if you do this, if you build this course to serve people outside of your team and to help in another way, your team's going to think you're walking out on them. Your team is going to feel like you're not giving them your all. And I'm like, Micah, that's such BS. But those are the thoughts that I've been going through when really I'm still serving my team. I'm still showing up, bringing energy, bringing vision, mentoring them, serving them. But then it's still up to them to do the work. I can't handhold and like expect people. I can't expect them to expect me to be there 100% of the time. That's not necessary. That is not how you empower people either. And so it was just all of these stories I was telling myself and all of this stuff going on in my brain. I had to talk myself through it in my brain because our mind just wants to protect us. Our mind wants to just keep us safe. And what I've done for 8 years is safe. What I've done for 8 years feels comfy. It's what I know. It's my normal. It's my routine. And shifting into a new season of serving a new group of people, of doing more, of staying aligned with my energy and my focus and my actions and my time, that is different. That is new. That is uncharted territory. I have to unlearn some of the stuff that I've learned over the 8 years so that I can learn a new normal, so that I can learn a new season of life, one that I can enjoy my family more fully, one that I can be truly present and fully unplug and not even think twice about having to post on social media or having to share something in my stories or having to answer my DMs. They will be there the next day. I promise you, they will be there. Taking a quick time out to fill you in on my first free masterclass for entrepreneurs. What if you really believed that everything that you wanted to build with your business was possible for you? What if it could be easier? What if it could be more joyful? What if you actually enjoyed the process every single day as you showed up to do the work? Do you think you could be consistent? I think you could. So many entrepreneurs are relying on motivation. They're relying on getting through it. They're relying on the grind. They're relying on the hustle. And then they get burnt out. They get overwhelmed. They get stuck. They lose the joy and they wonder why they can't keep showing up to build their dreams, to hit their goals. And as I look back over the years on how I've built my business and how we've reached over 7 figures annually, there's some things that I've just done differently. And I want to teach you that. So in this masterclass, we're going to uncover some core beliefs that we can help you rewrite in order to move you through those things to a more empowered state. And I'm going to reveal to you my 7 essentials that I believe every successful entrepreneur is building their business around in some capacity. So this is going to help you really, really, really identify any gaps that you have, learn how to course correct, and help you move through this state of overwhelm, frustration, lack of movement, lack of joy, wherever you are. We're going to move through that and into alignment, into flow, into excitement, into fulfillment, into joy, because I can promise you that is easy to show up for. So get access here at micafolsomfit.com/7essentials, number 7 essentials. And that'll take you to get registered for the masterclass. And I can't wait for you to dig into this. Okay, back to the show. So figure out what season you're in. Be so aligned with what you are here on earth to be and to do that nothing else that's going on around you slows you down. It doesn't stop you. It doesn't make you think twice, because I can promise you when you're aligned with your vision, when you're aligned with your purpose, when you're aligned with your goals, when you're aligned with your life calling, you will figure out the way and you will find so much joy and fulfillment as you do that. So no, I'm not going anywhere. I love both things that I'm filling my life with, filling my cup with right now. And I am so excited to continue to serve you listeners, to continue to impact women and their mindsets and their growth and their habits and their strategy and their, and build businesses that bless their life so that you can live your life and build the business, not build the business and then try to fit in your life around it. That is not what we're here for. So let's do a little self-eval today. Make sure that you are aligned. Make sure that you're centered. Make sure that you're so clear on where you're going, on why you're going there, on what you want to do, who you want to impact. That is when you will find so much joy and fulfillment every step of the way. So hopefully this helps clear the air a little bit. I love y'all so much. I am so fired up about the direction that we're going over here. I'm so excited to just continue to serve you and pour into you and help you become whatever you want to be in life and whatever field you're in, because happier humans, kinder humans, more fulfilled humans, wealthier humans, that makes a better world. And I'm sorry, we could use all of those things right now.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. So love you guys so much. Share with me your favorite 15-second nugget. Reach out to me if you need anything. And if you are in the network marketing industry and you need guidance, if you need a roadmap to build a freaking amazing business that you can find joy and fulfillment in while you're building, that's what my Ignite Your Life course is. So make sure you get on the waitlist for that. MicahPoulsonFit.com/Ignite Your Life. And you can get on the waitlist. It launches in January for our big relaunch. Right now we're in the beta testing phase and it has been absolutely incredible. I am loving working with these women and I can't wait to serve even more. So get on the waitlist if you aren't already, and we'll see you back here next week. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams. Because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.